Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
And to be able to celebrate the 50th anniversary here at Pensacola Christian College, an incredible milestone, empowering Christian leaders for decades. Not too many institutions can say that. This is indeed the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez gave the commencement address at PCC weekend ago, and it was a really interesting speech, in part because, you know, Jeanette Nunez is not a highly visible member of the Florida cabinet. You know, you all know Governor DeSantis. You all hear Governor DeSantis. You recognize his voice. Most likely, most of you, even though you are the most well-informed on average of the, you know, voting community here in Northwest Florida. I mean, just you pay attention. You know politics. You listen to a show like this. You watch Channel 3. You read the PNJ. You're informed. You probably don't recognize her voice. So even though she's the lieutenant governor, you might not even have been able to name lieutenant governor. That's not a mark on you. That's just the reality, okay? She's a relatively invisible junior partner in the administration of the great state of Florida. But it was very significant when the lieutenant governor comes and gives your commencement address at a local university, college, I guess, technically. But, you know, PCC, I think, you know, bats as a university, basically. Then, you know, it's an important thing for us to remark. And I thought that it was a really interesting speech, if for no other reason than even I didn't know her all that well, didn't have much of an impression of her. But this is a woman of clearly deep, obvious Christian faith, talking at the 50th anniversary of the local faith-based Christian college and talking quite a bit about religious things in this address. If the governor had given this address, it would have gotten all kinds of news coverage. Because lieutenant governor gets a little bit less, but I thought worth doing.
Back 50 years ago, the doors to Pensacola Christian College opened with a vision and a call to obedience by Dr. Arlen Horton and Becca Horton. But even before the plans were approved, and even before the buildings were constructed, the Hortons were faithful in prayer. They asked, "Lord, give me a vision of what you can do through me today." What simple words, but what a powerful impact.
And lasting legacy from PCC as well.
How many of us can say that we have placed our future so securely in God's hands? How many of us can say, "Here I am, Lord, send me," and truly mean it? How many of us have truly surrendered to God's will? You see, graduates, it's not enough to pray and then go about your merry way. You have to be willing to follow up with obedience to God's call.
Amen. And, you know, I'll tell you, for me, what I loved so much about this speech is it's just nice to hear, for me as a Christian, it's nice to hear somebody who is a public official giving a commencement address that is so unabashedly religious, right? I mean, not many politicians speak the language of religion, some of them sincerely, others clearly not very sincerely or not very fluently. This is not an effort for her. This is just who she is, and I loved hearing it personally.
I'll share that I do have a personal connection to Pensacola Christian College. I didn't attend myself, but I went to a Christian school in Miami from kindergarten through 12th grade. That school, Westwood Christian School, was led by Pastor Mark Mortensen, who graduated here in 1978.
Again, you think about lasting legacy. You know, he trained here, went to school here, he went there, founded a school. And also, for those of you who do not know, Pensacola Christian College owns a major publishing company in the, you know, homeschool education space and also non-homeschool, but certainly Christian education space, Abeka Book.
In addition, a Christian school, of course, used the Abeka curriculum, and my own children went to a Christian school, and they too used the Abeka curriculum. So I know firsthand how that quality curriculum delivers excellence in education.
Yeah, I asked my wife last night if she had used a Becca book for the boys, and she said, yeah, for grammar. And they're a fantastic resource for, again, homeschoolers and Christian educators all around the country.
So I will say that graduates, I know you know this. I know that your family knows this. But how blessed are you to have attended Pensacola Christian College? And as you think about how far you've come, know that this institution has poured into your lives since the moment you arrived. The faculty has molded you, they've prepared you, they've prayed over you, and they've equipped you to face the flaming arrows of the enemy.
It's a something that, you know, you might not have ever thought much about. I had not thought about it until she said it, but there is something kind of amazing about going to a school where you know the professors are praying, because they're people of faith, but they're praying for you, and not just while you're in school.
And may you find comfort in knowing that those same people that have been praying for you throughout your entire time here will continue to do so long after you're gone. And again, not many students can say that their professors have prayed for them and will continue to pray for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a nice thing to think about, for sure.
Success, if you're tethered to Christ, has meaning, purpose, and impact. You see, success, in my opinion, and I know the opinion of those sitting behind me, is not based on your degrees, your titles, all the accolades that you can tout. Success is about your testimony.
See, so many of the time when you have these commencement addresses, they're very bland. There's not a lot in them. There's a couple of points. You know, there's typically some humor. It's just not that substantial a lot of times. I thought it was a great speech. I loved hearing, again, somebody who is an elected official talk openly about their faith. I think we need more of that, not less. The left and or atheists tend to think that we'd be a better world if people just didn't talk about their religion in public. And I think quite the opposite. I have no problem with people who have a different interpretation of the faith talking about their religion in public. I mean, the left does it already. Democrats do it already. They go to churches all the time and speak, and it's no big deal, and I don't mind that at all. I just think, you know, don't be a hypocrite and say there's something wrong when people on the right do it. Let's all talk more about faith, not less. That's the way you solve these things. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. didn't talk less about faith. He talked more about faith in the Bible, and that made him a rich, effective social leader and advocate for change and, you know, a historic figure, obviously. So we'll come back to this a little bit later. We'll come right after the break. We'll do a little bit more, but I'm going to cover the rest of this in 8 o'clock hour. And also, I will post the video online if you want to view it on our Facebook page, News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are driving north or south on Palafox Road this morning, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the West Fairfield Drive and Tahar Drive intersections with Fairfield. So expect some delays through there. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Rivar to Pensacola this morning, not seeing too much on the roadways this morning for you guys, looking clear on 98 heading into town. And Pace and Milton, if you're coming down US 90, you're clear all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So just to give you kind of how the speech finished, and then, like I said, at 8 o'clock we'll come back and do some of the other parts in here that I thought were quite good. But just a bit of the tone for the 50th anniversary of the founding of Pensacola Christian College. Jeanette Nunez, the lieutenant governor for the great state of Florida, was in town, and this is how she ended her speech.
I pray that the Lord will grant each of you wisdom and discernment to serve each other and those you encounter along the way, to be the hands and feet, to be the light, because you are Florida's future. So fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith.
Even though she did quote a couple of scriptures in the process of giving the speech, it's more that if you're familiar with the Bible, you keep hearing her use biblical references throughout. That, again, her language, she naturally speaks this language, which makes me feel very comfortable about her faith status, whereas there are other politicians who, when they try to speak the language of faith, you know it's either written for them or, in some cases, not even written for them, and it goes awry.
Thank you again so much for this incredible honor. Congratulations to the class of 2024. Now go and build your future with Christ firmly at the center. Thank you all so much.
and a rousing applause at the end of her. It was only about a 15-minute speech, 20-minute speech, something like that, but it was quite good. Again, I'll post this on our Facebook page. You can watch the whole thing for yourself, but that's Jeanette Nunez, our lieutenant governor for the great state of Florida at PCC about a week ago. 619 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times. Put in hack twice by me. With a history of high-speed passes over 5 air-controlled towers and 1 admiral's daughter.
Good morning, 6:22 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer is set to be resentenced today due to a court error. The judge who sentenced David DePapp earlier this month to 30 years in prison says she made an error by not giving him a chance to speak in court. DePapp broke into the Pelosi home nearly 2 years ago now. Hall of Fame basketball star and TV commentator Bill Walton has died at 71 after a battle with cancer. In the 1970s, Walton led the UCLA Bruins to 2 national championships, then went on to win 2 NBA championships with the Portland Trail Blazers in 1977 and the Boston Celtics in 1986.
And tall, handsome, smart, funny, charming, great athlete. The kind of guy you want to hate but can't.
Right.
I mean, the kind of guy, you know, he's just got everything, and he showed it, so...
And a teenager, Andrew, has survived a 400-foot fall into a canyon in Washington. The teen apparently was walking along a dangerous trail below the High Steel Bridge. That's one of the tallest railroad bridges in the nation. Officials say the trail is actually closed to the public, and there's signs up saying that. But people disregard those and tend to walk it anyway. But rescue workers had to spend several hours scaling the bridge to rescue the teen. But apparently he walked away with only minor scrapes and bruises.
And a bill.
Yes, I would imagine a large one.
Typically in these scenarios, the law is that you can bill people who violate the rules and cost the public money for the rescue. But yeah, I mean, great. Glad they're alive. Now pay. You pay for the rescue. David, thanks so much. What do they call it? The stupid motorist law, I know, in driving, but I think they call it other things similar to that in other scenarios. So 624 here on News Radio Pensacola. Fiesta Boat Parade. Watch the Luna's Court crew and parade of vessels set sail on the beautiful Pensacola Bay Saturday, June 1st. That's this Saturday. Starting at 1:45. Best views will be from Sanders Beach, Kryn Jones Resource Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. And that can only mean one thing, and that is that we are into Fiesta Days. Join the Surrender of the City, Phineas Fogg, 7:15. That is one of the big kickoffs. Fire Chief, Supervisor of Elections, Mayor D.C. Reeves, and all kinds of other people. That is always a good event at Seville Quarter. Always very, very entertaining, for sure. 6:25 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre this morning, you can expect to see clear roads on Highway 98 all the way into Pensacola over the 3 Mile Bridge. And Pace and Milton, you guys are looking good over the US 90 Bridge. Woodbine and Chemukla are all clear for now. And coming in from Cantonment, US South Highway 29 is looking clear as well into Pensacola. If you see anything else on our roadways, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, that Surrender of the City is tomorrow night. I had to double check and make sure that was the case. That's why I didn't say the date, but it wasn't on the copy. So, yeah, no, tomorrow night. And that is always a fun time down at Phineas Fogg's. Hey, if you're thinking about that next car or where to go or if it's time to make a move, it is. It is. What happens is you put up with for a long time. And you shouldn't. You deserve better. If you dread getting in your car, or you dread seeing people seeing you get out of your car, or you just know that your car has kind of become a little bit more unreliable and is costing you more and more all the time for those repairs, that you're like, do I really want to spend $1,000 on that? No, you want to buy a new car. But not a new car. Get a good quality used car from Frontier Motors. A year, two, maybe 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. That's what they specialize in. Go and look around, and you'll be amazed at what they have. A wide selection. And I know, nobody likes to shop for cars. I get it. They make it as easy as it can be made. Very, very easy to work with. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Kevin McAllister's home is up for sale. Would you like to live in the Home Alone mansion, if you could, Jimmy? Would that appeal to you in any way?
That would have no significance to me whatsoever.
I'm kind of the same, and I was looking at it yesterday. You'd be disappointed, because most likely, if you wanted to buy that house, by the way, it's huge, 9,000 square feet. I mean, it's not a starter home. $5 million, by the way, if you want to live there. And I was looking at some of the interior pictures yesterday, and again, you would be very disappointed, I think, if you were hoping to live in the house in the movie, because they have renovated a bunch of things. One is, upstairs, the attic that Kevin lives in.
They got rid of all the traps or something?
Oh, yeah, all of that. None of that's there. It's just basically a little studio apartment with an in-room bathroom, and it's white, like it's marble white looking. Mm-hmm. It's very downstairs is all done in white and black. So the staircase with the red carpet and the sort of red and white walls, all of that's completely gone. They did make one room, I guess, was decorated to be like the living room is decorated to look more like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a nightly Airbnb for a while. That's and people cool. wanted to be able to, feel like they were living in the movie or whatever. It's got a movie theater, basketball court, indoor basketball court, and all kinds of stuff. So for a cool $5.25 million, or less or more if you're good at negotiating, I don't know, you can have it for yourself. But yeah, it's 100 years old.
Yeah, that'd be like for me, it'd be like owning a DeLorean. Mm-hmm. It's like this, I know people that would be really excited about seeing it, but
we have personally. A DeLorean. There used to be a DeLorean living on our street.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they had the whole, the garage had all the Back to the Future stuff in it and everything, too. The only thing about that is that this is a mansion and that's a DeLorean.
Yeah, true, but I'm just talking about
the nostalgia value.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah,
also,
exactly.
Also, that's kind of funny because the garage thing, I mean, that's just for that guy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's a museum or anything.
Right.
It's just,
well, I mean, it was often open. I mean, when you'd walk by, you'd see the DeLorean in the car with the...
It's in a neighborhood.
It was kind of a fun thing. I mean, everybody knew that was the DeLorean house, 628 News Radio Pensacola. What else do we have going on? This was just an odd little story in the Wall Street Journal. I don't really know what to make of it, but I thought I'd share it with you because it kind of captured my attention a little bit. The headline is that Trump voters don't just expect higher inflation, they actually get higher inflation also. And there's a couple of takeaways here. The basic gist of this is that areas that voted for Biden in the average or in the aggregate have lower inflation than areas that voted for Trump. Okay, so areas that voted for states that Biden wins, inflation's not as bad there. Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, New York, states like that. States where Trump wins, you know, South Carolina, Texas, Florida, have had more inflation. Now, if you look at the actual pattern, it's, you know, it's not really super stark, but it is a, you know, it's about a half point of percent in difference. And what the Wall Street Journal analysis indicates is that, number one, higher inflation means more likely to have been dissatisfied. This is over time. This is not just like in the last year. More likely to satisfy with the administration, want to make a change or whatever. But also that there's a sense in which places that expect inflation tend to get it. And it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Meanwhile, 74% of Americans who live in swing states think that inflation has gotten worse and don't have an accurate picture of inflation as it currently exists. Down to
its peak. I'm Chris Foster. After a week off, including a long holiday weekend, jurors at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York returned to court for closing arguments today. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Judge Juan Merchan says he expects closing arguments to last all day. Then he'll instruct the jury on the law before sending them off to deliberate. The defense will deliver their closing arguments first, followed by the prosecution. Now, this is the reverse order of opening statements, and former President Trump says that's unfair. Quote, why is the corrupt government allowed to make the final argument in the case against me? Why can't the defense go last? Big advantage, very unfair.
The prosecutors generally get the last word in American courts. There are nearly 200,000 homes and businesses without power still out from weekend storms that have killed at least 23 people in 5 states. There's another severe storm threat in Texas today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now we have 72 degrees. It is an absolutely beautiful morning, clear skies, and 72 here across the area this morning. An arrest made in a domestic violence-related shooting in Atmore. Police say 62-year-old Fred Dale was arrested. Officers were called to that shooting on the 100 block of Terrace Street early Monday morning. Details surrounding the shooting so far have not been released. Dale currently being held with no bond at the Escambia, Alabama jail. Right now, there's no word on charges or the condition of the victim. A 21-year-old woman is dead after being hit by a truck on Pine Forest Road. That happened just before midnight Sunday. The FHP says the truck was headed south when the woman walked out in front of the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The driver identified as an 82-year-old man from Cantonment. Wasn't injured. An incident report and 911 call have now been released in the case of senior airman Roger Fordson, who was shot and killed by an Okaloosa County deputy earlier this month. In the 911 call, a resident at Fordson's apartment complex reports hearing an argument that's been ongoing for some time.
Have you heard anything else other than the arguing?
Yeah, I just heard, like, I promise you, it sounded like 3 or 4 gunshots, and then I heard they're running and screaming.
Okay.
And I know there's a kid up there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm freaking out.
Yeah, we have our deputies on scene there with them now.
Okay.
Just for your safety, just maintain, like, stay in your apartment.
Okay.
And just for now, we're trying to clear the scene, too, okay?
That incident report, about 30 pages long and nearly completely redacted. The sheriff's office does say it was redacted according to state law. FDLE is still investigating that shooting. Fordson was laid to rest in his hometown in Georgia earlier this month. Well, we've officially kicked off the summer season. That means both of Pensacola's swimming pools are now open. The Cecil T. Hunter Pool on East Blunt Street, the Roger Scott Pool on Summit Boulevard, both opened for the season last Friday. Entry fees are up just a bit this year. The city council did approve a new contract this year with the YMCA of Northwest Florida. In that contract, the entry fees are now $3 for kids, $4 for adults, $3.50 for senior citizens. Season passes this year running $116, family passes $187, and senior passes $73. But new this year, those passes are good for both of the swimming pools. And there's also scholarship programs that are available for lower income families. Alabama heading to Florida for the NCAA baseball regionals later this week. The NCAA selected the Crimson Tide as the number two seed in the Tallahassee Regional hosted by Florida State. No other teams from Alabama made it into the regional action. And the Navy Blue Angels, now a top draw on Amazon's Prime Video, the Blue Angels documentary, which was in Pensacola theaters here just in the last few weeks, debuted last Thursday on Prime Video, quickly took over the number one spot on Amazon Prime. The documentary was filmed with IMAX cameras and shows the Angels training and preparing for the flight season. That film is streaming now. It's 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you are coming in from Pace or Milton this morning to Pensacola, you are clear on the roadways over the US 90 bridge. Traffic is building up on Davis Highway heading southbound at the intersection of Johnson Avenue and University Parkway as well, going down to Olive Road. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way over the 3 mile bridge into town this morning. North Palafox Street is building up slowly but surely as well from in between Tahar Drive and Cervantes. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a very warm day today with temperatures warming up near 94 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 90. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping the nice forecast around for Thursday with hot, humid temperatures, high near 88. Temperatures overnight dropping into the low 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 72 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Self-driving startup Waymo is facing increased scrutiny from federal auto safety regulators. That's after they learned of 9 more incidents, raising concerns about the road readiness of the autonomous vehicles. Regulators say several incidents involved collisions with clearly visible objects a, quote, competent driver would be expected to avoid. With the major averages at record highs, so-called meme stocks have enjoyed a resurgence in recent weeks. This morning, that's being led by the original meme stock. Shares of GameStop are soaring 25% pre-market after the company announced late last week it made about $930 million on a stock sale. The sales provide greater liquidity to a company struggling from a trend of customers turning to online retailers to buy games and collectibles. The stock is trading around $23 this morning, still more than 50% shy of its high of $64 earlier this month. Across the broader market, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Headline, you know, comes out and grabs you and gives you the impression that you're going to go a certain way on that story and be outraged by it or something like that. And then you actually read the story, and if you sort of have a questioning critical mind, you come away thinking, wait, what now? I'm not sure I see it that way. The headline, New York Post, ChatGPT, and I'm sure the New York Post version of this was the least inflammatory of all of them. ChatGPT overwhelmingly depicts financiers, CEOs, as men and women as secretaries, according to a study. So, how dare they? Right? Okay. So, you know, DALL-E, the generative AI prompt-based photo creator integrated into ChatGPT from its parent company, OpenAI, was asked to, hey, show me CEOs, you know, show me financiers. Show me, quote, a successful investor or the CEO of a successful company or someone who works in finance. And then it generated pictures. 99 out of 100 photos were men, not women. How dare they? Second question. Show me secretary. 9 out of 10, women. Also, by the way, out of the men image for the CEO financier, 99 out of 100 were of white men. So specifically, slender, powerful looking dudes like looking like Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. That's kind of funny. Meanwhile, okay, and so you ask yourself the question, so, well, that, I mean, that seems wrong. How dare they? You know, women can be CEOs too. Sure, sure, of course. Women can be in finance too. Sure, sure. By longtime girlfriend in college, sure. Major was finance, sure. You know, no, of course. And secretaries can be men too. I mean, of course, right? So what's weird about this? Well, if you ask me what's weird about it, what I say is not really anything. Did you tell it give you 100 pictures of CEOs randomly showing the variety of CEOs that exist in the world? Or did you tell it to give you one picture? Because don't you know how often we've been told, and it's not false, that the vast majority of CEOs are, what again now? They're men. You know, so if the vast majority, and it's unfair, it's a glass ceiling, it's sexist, whatever. Okay, whatever the reason, it doesn't really matter at this moment. What really does matter is what's the state of affairs? The state of affairs is that the vast majority of CEOs and people who work in finance are men. Therefore, if you are asked to give a picture to represent the group, if you gave a woman, you'd be misrepresenting the group. Now, if you're asked to give 100 pictures of different kinds representing the variety within the group and you gave only men, oh, that's a problem. But just one. You know, it's got to think back to your days and learning probabilities and, you know, mathematics class. Reach into a bag and grab a marble. Inside the bag, marbles are 90% blue, we'll pick neutral colors, and 10% red, okay? 90% blue and 10% red. Grab it and pick a marble. Okay, what happens? 90% of the time you pick, you know, what did I say, blue? Blue marble, right? That's a dude. 10% of Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs, okay? So the vast majority are men. If you ask AI, knowing that 90% of the bag is blue and 10% is red, show me a picture of a marble in that bag. Blue. Show me another picture of a marble in that bag. Blue. I mean, this just isn't even surprising. It's the difference between a one of pick and a show me 100 of the variety. But of course, the implication is that AI is not woke enough. AI is not diverse enough. AI is not practicing enough counterfactual affirmative action in representing the category group that you're asking it about. Now, if you just said, give me a picture of 10 CEOs of variety, well, that's a different question. But that's not the question that was given. Oh, by the way, 76% of CEOs are white. Not quite as overwhelming a percentage. Certainly, you know, it's about double the rate in the population. Maybe not quite double. Maybe 1.5. So still, you would expect on a one pick, it's going to give you a white guy. So it's not all that weird. Now, it doesn't, I mean, you know, I don't know whether, if it gave you all skinny guys, you know, how many of them are skinny and how many of them are overweight? I don't know. But are the majority of them in good shape? I don't know. Are they young? Are they old? These are all maybe relevant questions. But it's just this kind of fake outrage over, it's just a sample statistics question. And so it's kind of funny to me when people get worked up about stuff like this. But there is a kind of ongoing concern that your AI bots are not woke enough, are not equal enough, are not diverse enough, are not representative enough. I mean, okay, fair enough. That they do sometimes tend to resort to the wrong kinds of answers, you know, a little bit too quickly, and so you know, maybe that's a fair thing. I'll give you. There's a different story that to me falls in the same kind of category space, and I'll give it to you in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy.
We are not seeing too much on the roadways this morning, Andrew. If you are coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic southbound on U.S. Highway 29. And traffic building up quite a bit on North Palafox Street in between the Fairfield intersection all the way down to Cervantes this morning. If you are coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear on 98 westbound all the way up to the 3 Mile Bridge. And Pace Milton, you guys are looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with US 90 and clear into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I said there was a second story that's sort of in the similar kind of cognitive space. The headline of this story is job seekers get callbacks based on their names. And it's being filed under the category of a discrimination report card. 2004, you had a study. That's the former, now the new, okay. Job applicants with stereotypically white-sounding names. Remember this? This is well-known historical news. Got callbacks for interviews 50% more than applicants with black-sounding names. So, for example, if the applicants are Brad and Greg, they get called more often than Darnell and Lamar. Right? Okay. Female, Amanda and Kristen get called back more than Ebony and Latoya. This is well-known. Calling it institutional racism, I think, is a bit strong. But, you know, institutional preferencing bias on the basis of name, I mean, that's a fairly neutral term. Okay? Sure, that's true. And remember, the idea here is that they'd send out phony applications and they'd have the exact same qualifications, same font, all of this, you know, at 11,000 entry level gigs in, you know, 100 Fortune 500 firms. OK, and the fake names were drawn from like speeding tickets, you know, just like very, very generic kind of stuff. White and black. They followed up with this study. OK, and you know, basically, and by the way, they looked at if 90% of the people with a name shared the same race, right? So, you know, if there's a whole lot of variety in the race, they're not going to use that name because it's not indicative. The initial experiment they did and then the follow-up experiment that they did. And in the follow-up experiment, people are still getting called back, white versus black, more often. 50% in the initial experiment, 9% now. So, is that evidence of ongoing widespread racial discrimination? Or is that evidence of, wow, that's a pretty big improvement? You know, it's only 9%. See, it to me, that's a lot of where you look at it. Others have showed a little bit higher disparity rate, maybe more like 25%. But then again, there's another slice of this sort of observation, and maybe two different slices of this observation. One is just human nature, is we all tend to like to work and be around people who are kind of like us. It's familiar, it's comfortable, it's easier, and therefore, what I would actually wonder, I don't know the number on this, I would be speculating, but my guess is that typically black hiring managers would be more prone to pick black names for callbacks because it's familiar and comfortable to them. Is that a problem in hiring? It is, and it's not. I mean, on the one hand, you can work really hard to overcome all of the sort of human nature stuff that goes on in interpersonal relationships. And, of course, you want to make sure that there's open, equal opportunity for everybody. On the other hand, there's stuff about human nature that if you try to get rid of it, you're kind of getting rid of what people are. And people just want to be around people that are like them. Does that create a problem when the white people have more power economically or decision? Yeah, it really does. That's why they talk about things like institutional bias or institutional racism, you know, being a challenge that has to be overcome. That's one sort of slice of it. There's some truth in that, and there's some, you know, question about that. The other slice of it is this. So if you're a parent, what do you do with this information? Particularly if you're a black parent, okay? So you're aware that in the world out there, if you name a kid Darnell or Lamar or Ebony or Latoya, you're putting them at a likely, based on psychology and research, a competitive disadvantage against kids with white-sounding names, Brad, Greg, Amanda, Kristen. What do you do with that information? Well, that is not a fair question to ask. They shouldn't have to make that choice. Okay. And you're going to be outraged or frustrated, or do you make a choice that says, you know what? Peter's pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not fair. It's not right. You shouldn't have to make kids' names conform to the dominant racial culture. Okay. What do Asians do? Asian Americans come here and facing, I won't say equal, I will say significant levels of racial opposition historically. What did they do? Did they give their kids ethnic sounding names? Well, I don't know. Where I went to high school, I went to school with a lot of Asian kids. And, you know, my Asian kids' parents had Asian sounding names, and my Asian friends had names like Ted and Dan and Julie and Mary and Susan and Dave. You know why? Because their parents decided that we're going to fit in with this dominant culture, and the way to fit in with this culture is we're going to name our kids these names. Was that fair that they have to do that? I mean, what do you mean fair? How about is it smart? I mean, you know, like, if you know that this is a thing, and it is a well-known thing, you can either adjust your life and the life of your children who will suffer for your willingness or unwillingness to adjust to it, or you can sort of defiantly do your own thing and, you know, give them very ethnic-sounding names, and then they will pay a price for that. And then you can tell a story about how the culture is oppressive and it's unfair that they're judged this way, as opposed to telling a story about how you were unwilling to be flexible or you were unwilling to accommodate the reality of the situation. And maybe part of the problem is a strident, inflexible attitude about how things ought to be in the world and what I'm going to do as a result of it. You know, both are true, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off all entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
You worked at All-American Burger.
7 months ago.
I knew it.
I got a great text in from somebody who says, 437-1620, I moved here 11 years ago from American Samoa. Although it's Samoa, I think is how you pronounce that properly, and I apologize for not saying it right. Married an American and my three kids. Married an American, and my three kids are Samoan and white, with white American names. It was very hard for me not to give them Samoan names because we live in the States. I totally understand. I do. I can't totally understand because I was raised in the dominant culture with a dominant culture name. I can't totally understand, but I get the idea. I get why it would be painful and difficult. But to me, that's assimilation, and it's painful and difficult and hard. And you can say it's unfair, or you can do what's practical and prudent within an unfair system. And, you know, right? I mean, those are kind of your choices. And so I really appreciate somebody texting that in. 437-1620. Jimmy, speaking of ethnic names, Jimmy Donovan.
Yes. James.
James Donovan.
James Donovan.
Super not Irish at all.
Not at all. We are looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. If you're on Blue Angel Parkway, you're clear all the way north and south in Pensacola this morning. In Pensacola, traffic building up a little bit on Palafox Street at the intersections of Fairfield Drive and Tahar. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear all the way on 98 into Pensacola over the bridge this morning. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, closing arguments start today in former President Trump's trial in New York. They'll be kind of reversed. They'll begin with the defense and then the prosecution. And then jury deliberations could begin as soon as tomorrow.
I was trying to look this up earlier, and it's funny how the internet is great at answering some questions and really not great at answering other questions. It is kind of weird, apparently. And I wish I could, you know, judges and lawyers, if you know otherwise, feel free to text us. But it's normal for the prosecution to go first, and then the defense gets the last crack because they can answer anything that might come up, anything different, give the last spin to it to show that they haven't made their case or whatever. So
that's how it was on every episode of Matlock I've ever watched.
Every episode of Matlock. Right. That's exactly right.
Bruce Springsteen has postponed several shows on his world tour because of a vocal issue. He issued a statement on social media. Springsteen's team says the singer made the decision on the advice of his doctor. He's rescheduling shows in France, Italy, and the Czech Republic. And Andrew, I know that you've been on the edge of your seat waiting for this. Police have finally nabbed the slingshot shooter in California.
Do tell. This sounds horrifying.
Well, an 81-year-old California man, Prince King, has reportedly been victimizing his neighbors with a slingshot for years now. This is in Azusa, California. I guess I'm not sure on the pronunciation. But the man had apparently been breaking windows on cars and homes and shooting ball bearings at his neighbors for a decade. But they could never track down who was doing it in this neighborhood in Azusa.
First of all, evil, horrible, terrible, awful, frustrating thing.
Terrible.
I don't quite recommend executing him, but, you know, kind of want to. You know, there's a part of me that kind of wants to.
Right.
Also, his name is Prince King.
Prince King.
Go on.
So police had been called to this neighborhood for years to investigate these slingshot attacks, but had been unable to pin down a suspect until here in the last few weeks. They finally figured out who it was. They found the slingshot and the ball bearings at his house.
Terrorizing a neighborhood by creating minor inconvenience with broken windows or scary stuff in cars, too. But yeah, I mean, that's really, really awful. Unbelievable. All right. Glad they caught him. He needs a different name. David, thanks so much for the update. All right, quick future news here. The toll bridge, potential toll bridge in Navarre. Remember, we talked about this before. Will it be a toll bridge?
It will be a toll.
Yeah, so they're not going to find magic money later?
All right. It seems unlikely. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.